Eish mem zayin tis beit. Hitna imo shi yitin lo yisro, afo pichu lo perish kam and yitin lo, yitin ka koisa zin zon redaita den yuzi medine zay kotor. In the cases which you need to set up a wages for the Toish Shliach, so not that you told them that you're going to give them a salary, even if you do not say a specific salary, of the Stam, after the Shishu, that is my son also. You didn't tell him that you're paying, even though you plan to pay with an help of the Stam, but that is, he's not saying that he's going to get a salary, therefore he's just Shliach. As we said, this case is not a common case. Siv Gimel, in if you hire him for amount of days, you're paying him a certain amount per day. You don't care when you work, you're paying by the day. That will not permit you to send somebody from Erev Shabbos, because here it's more, he looks more like your shliach. Since you're hiring him according to the days. It's not a real skiriyom because you're not mechayim to pay to work for a certain amount of hours. But since you do pay by the day, that's the reason why it looks more like he's your shliach. And therefore, with that agreement, you could not send him with a letter on Erev Shabbos. Siv Dalet. In the Eina Yehudi Moedach Haksav Bechinom. I feel not the Erev Shabbos, Mota, or Yehudi Me'edach Hoise. If going anyway, is going there. I've taken it for free, and he gives him even Erev Shabbos. Because the guy is coming by himself, so Eino Ela could have to say with his son, his name, Asher Kibu Mimenu, Rabbi Kibu Kofu. The guy is not doing any special tircha, and he's going to get something out of the Yisrael, and the Yisrael feels that he owes him a favor. Says the Ramavi, Yisrael can be sweet as a call, the Shoei to the Chinam, also. Under all circumstances, he's not getting paid, it's also. The Torah of Achmed is commendable to him, Achmed. And welcome to Shaykh Yehudim Maskel, and may Yisrael Loima, Shaykh Odefinim, Bali, Daitra, the Torah of Shkibu, the man of Yisrael. Okay, for the Goy, the one who came to Yisrael, says, I'm willing to do this for free. Why is he willing to do something for free? Obviously, because he got or is expecting to get something in exchange, and therefore, that is permitted, because the Goy is coming for his own benefit. I'm doing it for you. So, Shaykh, any Yehud heard of me, Achmed, the Mokhim Achmed, Yisrael, is not yet, the Mokhim government. The Goy is anyway going to the destination you wanted to go to, then it's permitted under all circumstances, even if you didn't make a price with him in advance. You see, the problem is, we said before, the reason with that cost is it's a problem is because if you can't find him, you're going to ask around where this person is, and then people say, oh, what's going on? This guy's a shliach. So what happened to that problem? Then the Shabbat brings the answer that since he's doing it for free, he's not going to work so hard to get it delivered. So he can't find the guy, he's just going to take it back. Give on Shabbos itself, that's under all circumstances. You now put something in the post box on Shabbos. Sif Vav. Me, she ate for Sokhara in Yehudi, the Shona, Yehudi, also the Shabbat of Shabbos, the Geras. So there are more. Niyu, Loi Sokhara, Rav, Kashiv, the Geras, and Esh Atim, Kamash, the Zvar, Esh Mandala. Then I ask, a Goyish worker that works for him, or then you know how to send a letter with him on Erev Shabbos, Rav, Yisrael, and Sif Vavis. Yeah. So we have this opinion that if these guys are working for you as a worker, then it's always considered as if you made up a price with him, and if you send a letter with him, now that's a seller, you go on Shabbos itself.